This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. India began its COVID-19 vaccine campaign on Saturday, with frontline workers slated to receive the first inoculations. The campaign began after Prime Minister Narendra Modi delivered a nationally televised speech. India has recorded 10.5 million cases. That's a caseload larger than all other nations except the United States. 152,000 Indians within the country have lost their lives to COVID-19. Only the United States and Brazil have higher death tolls. COVID-19 deaths worldwide exceed 1 million on Friday, according to Johns Hopkins University, a year after the coronavirus was first detected in Wuhan, China. The United States has consistently had the world's highest number of confirmed cases and the highest death toll. Johns Hopkins University, which tracks COVID-19 statistics, reports more than 23 million COVID-19 cases in the United States. The U.S. death toll is rapidly approaching 400,000. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned on Friday that a newly detected and highly contagious variant of the coronavirus may become the dominant strain in the United States by March. In Brazil, the country's Air Force flew emergency oxygen supplies Friday to the jungle state of Amazonas, which is facing a growing surge in the virus. Health authorities said oxygen supplies had run out at some hospitals because of the high numbers of patients. China has finished building a 1,500-room hospital for COVID-19 patients to fight a surge in infection. The government blames uninfected people or goods from abroad. The hospital is one of six, making a total of 6,500 rooms being built in Nangong. This is VOA News. Germany, France, and Britain are pressing Iran to back off the latest planned violation of its 2015 nuclear deal, production of uranium metal. The three countries said Saturday that Tehran has, quote, no credible civilian use for uranium metal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Thursday Iran had informed it that it plans to begin producing the material. Iran has told the IAEA that it hopes to research uranium metal as a means of designing an improved type of fuel. But uranium metal can also be used for making nuclear bombs, and research on its production is specifically prohibited under Iran's nuclear deal with world powers. Several pro-democracy activists in Thailand were arrested Saturday as protesters made an unexpected return to Bangkok's streets. They defied an emergency law imposed during a fresh COVID-19 outbreak to rally against a royal defamation law. The protest movement has formally declared a hiatus to the major street rallies that rocked the kingdom, demanding sweeping reforms of Thai politics and the once untouchable monarchy. But pockets of protesters have switched from major-scale rallies to smaller flash mobs and publicity stunts targeting the Royal Defamation Law, which carries a penalty of between 3 and 15 years per charge for, quote, insulting, defaming, or threatening the monarchy. Thailand's pro-democracy movement views the law as a political weapon. More than 40 protesters so far have been charged. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says Riyadh will reopen its embassy in Qatar as part of a deal to normalize ties with its neighbor and end a three-year rift. The kingdom will restore full diplomatic ties with Qatar as part of the deal struck earlier this month. The Saudi foreign minister said the Saudi embassy in Doha will reopen within days. Saudi Arabia and its allies, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt, in June 2017, announced a blockade on Qatar that included closing airspace to the country over claims of backed groups and was close to Iran. Doha has always denied those accusations. Quartet to lift the restrictions of Cooperation Council summit last week. As part of the deal, flights between the two countries resumed Monday after the reopening of land borders. And Germany's ruling Democrats on Saturday chose Armin Laschet, minister president of Germany's most populous state. As the pick suggests, the party favors continuing with German Chancellor Angela Merkel's moderate policies when she steps down in September. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.